This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. In the Republican race for the White House, Donald Trump won the South Carolina primary. After finishing in a distant fourth place there yesterday, Jeb Bush dropped out of the race.
The people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign.
Ohio Governor John Kasich finished fifth in South Carolina with just 7.6% of the vote. But Kasich considers that a victory of sorts in a state where he spent little time or money. He delivered his post-South Carolina primary speech in Wakefield, Massachusetts. WBUR's Martha Biebinger explains why.
As voters headed to the polls in South Carolina, Governor Kasich was in motion 1,000 miles north, beginning his day at a rally in Burlington, Vermont, then heading to one in Worcester. He stopped in Weston for a fundraiser, tapping the Massachusetts political ATM, and just after 9 p.m., stepped onto a small riser in a hotel event room in Wakefield, where several hundred curious voters and supporters looked on.
It started as a 16-person race. And now, folks, it's down to the final four.
Kasich spoke moments after former Governor Jeb Bush announced he was suspending his campaign. Kasich vows to stay in the race right through to the Republican convention.
And that's where we're going to go, all the way to the nomination in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm going to take you with me.
Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio all made similar pledges from stages in South Carolina. So why was Kasich in Massachusetts? Steve Cozzella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, explains.
What he's doing is going where the terrain is going to be most friendly, and that looks like it's going to be in the more moderate states like Massachusetts and possibly Vermont.
Kasich did place a surprising second in New Hampshire earlier this month. His supporters, including Massachusetts Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, said last night that the Bay State will be part of the momentum Kasich builds after his fifth-place finish in South Carolina.
Unlike some other candidates, he can look forward to a time when he will have very strong victories in other states, and Massachusetts is going to be a transition to that time, and it speaks volumes that he's spending his time with us here tonight.
Not everyone who waited to see Kasich last night is sold on the candidate. Calvin Perry is a registered Republican from Andover.
I need a candidate. I intend to vote, and there's several I'm not going to vote for. Mr. Kasich may be the man.
Kasich has already captured some voters who do not like what they are hearing from the frontrunners. Joanna Painshow of Melrose likes Kasich's character and style.
He's a good role model for our children. We have three teenagers, and this is what we want to see lead the country. We don't want to see some of the other behavior. We don't think it's a good role model for the future of America to see that.
Brett Painshow says Kasich should be a good match for Republicans in Massachusetts.
As a Republican, I think he should be at the top, but this is a Democratic state, so, you know.
That, you know, is a nod to the role of unenrolled voters who hold great sway in both the Democratic and Republican primaries. More than half of the men and women registered to vote in Massachusetts are not affiliated and can choose to vote in the primary of any party. Pollster Steve Cozzella says that could help Kasich in Massachusetts.
The Massachusetts electorate is as moderate as you can get in a GOP primary, literally the most moderate of any of the electorates where exit polls were conducted in 2008. So that's good for John Kasich. It's good for anyone who's trying to win the so-called moderate or establishment lane.
Massachusetts votes in 9 days on Super Tuesday, March 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
Also yesterday, Hillary Clinton defeated Bernie Sanders 53-47% in the Nevada Democratic caucuses. Clinton struck an optimistic tone in her victory speech.
Every one of us has a role to play in building the future we want. Washington is never going to have all the answers, but for every problem we face, somewhere, someone in America is solving it.
Sanders predicted victory when all the primaries and caucuses are over.
I believe that when Democrats assemble in Philadelphia in July at that convention, we are going to see the results of one of the great political upsets in the history of the United States.
The next Democratic primary takes place in South Carolina on Saturday. This is WBUR.